Double whammy of economic news this morning. First, in the second quarter of this year, that'd be April through June, we saw the U.S. economy contract by the largest amount ever, at least since the government started tracking the gross domestic product back in 1947. Second, we saw a second week in a row of an uptick of people making a fresh application for unemployment. 1.43 million weekly jobless claims last week, according to the Labor Department. Joining us now to translate that into layman's terms, Jim terms, is Valley economist Jim Rounds with Rounds Consulting. Jim, let's start with the GDP. We knew that number was going to be ugly. In fact, it was actually predicted to be slightly worse. Doesn't make it any hurt any less. How does the economic output impact all of our lives?
Well, the economic output is really the sum of what all of our lives are putting into it. It's everything that we make at work, all the work that we do. It's just basically the best measure of what America is producing with local resources. And everybody was expecting this recently, but we were talking about this with you all a couple of months ago, that there was a chance that it could drop by a quarter or 35%. So a lot of these numbers are kind of baked into the overall forecast. There's a difference when something's a shock versus it being unexpected. So that's why it hasn't really changed my long-term forecast. This was anticipated. We were just waiting for the numbers to come out.
Jim, when it comes to the sectors that were hit hardest, I'm seeing that, you know, some economists and forecasters saying some of the most recoverable numbers because of these sectors.
It varies so much. Every sector has a different story. And just as an example, with leisure and hospitality, so tourism, you have to be careful looking at the data, because looking at Arizona, we're down about 100,000 jobs in the state compared to the prior year, which is the proper number. About half of that comes from leisure and hospitality. So we're going to see big declines in some industries, but when you fall far, you bounce back up. So it's like jumping harder on a trampoline. You go down a little bit farther, then you bounce back up. When you have these big declines in GDP, the economy is slowing greatly, and then it bounces back up later. But the hard part, compared to when we were originally talking about this and kind of speculating about COVID, is we were still talking about that V-shaped recession, very steep, but we're going to come out of it. It's looking more like a very long U. A friend of mine described it as kind of like a Nike swoosh, you know, which is interesting because we just lost that factory, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah. Not like a W, because we've seen, you know, a lot of economies, at least state economies, closing back down a bit.
Yeah, I guess at the local level, it could appear that way with some of the data over the short term. So I think that's actually a good observation. There's a difference, and you track recessions at the state level and the metro level. The data is just normally discussed at the national level. But the difference is, unlike previous downturns where we basically, you know, lived in excess, to describe it the most simple way, and then you pay for it later. You borrow a lot, you spend too much, all sorts of things are out of balance, and you get back into balance. This was imposed on us, the pandemic, and our fundamentals in the state are just as strong as all the other times that we've been talking about why we think we're still going to have a great next 10 years after we get through this. I'm just not sure when we're going to get through this. I'm now thinking the end of this calendar year, the data is going to get worse because the huge stimulus pushed up some of the numbers we've been talking about thus far. Mm-hmm. And then the next calendar year is going to be a whole lot better.
We all hope, right, Jim? I'm hoping an economist hoping carries more weight, though, with the universe.
Oh, an economist optimistic? That's worth its weight in gold.
Okay, we're going to go with that.